You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? You know, I'm okay. It's just I really am ready for the kids to go back to school. They've been on a summer vacation now for, what, 24 hours? I'm done. I am done. Can they please go back to school? Just, I love my kids, but I can't stand the fighting. I can't stand the boredom. They've already spent $100. I don't know how they've done it. I need this. I need lunch. You need to buy me this. And I have no cash in my purse. What the heck is going on? 24 hours of summer, I'll go broke. You know, I was complaining about summer camp and how expensive summer camp is. Maybe I should, you know, shut my mouth. This is expensive. I can't spend $100 a day. I don't know. They probably stole it. They're downloading apps and I don't know what they're doing. You know, one of my kids already knows how to erase his history of what he searches on the internet. You know, me and my husband will kind of see what his previous searches were. Well, we tried to do it and it says it's blank. The history, it's just blank. So, I mean, these kids have already outsmarted their mama. And I feel like I'm a pretty smart chica. I do. I think I've been around the block a couple times and so I'm just a little frustrated. I think I'd rather they just be in a classroom. I know where they are, right? I don't care what grades they get. Just, you know, go back to school. I'm just done. I'm sorry. It's June. What day is it? It's June 11th. June 11th. Oh, shout out to Dr. Gonzalez, Dr. Dino G. It's his birthday today. I have to shoot that out. I know my birthday's coming up. I know. Got a lot to talk about. All right. You know, one of my favorite bands ever was Def Leppard. Well, Def Leppard guitarist Vivian Campbell is fighting cancer. We'll talk about that. Steve Perry. Remember? Oh, Sherry. Right? Was it Oh, Sherry, Oh, Mary? Oh, I think it's Sherry. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, he says he successfully fought melanoma. So what's going on with all our 80s rock stars and them getting melanoma? Also, it looks like 95% of people in this latest study wash their hands halfway. 95% of you. Do I really need to review how to wash our hands? All right. Tim Tebow, as you all have heard, is leaving the Jets and moving to the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to have another good year, but I am thinking it's going to be another underdog year with football. All right. I don't have all my NFL injury report guesses yet or predictions. I will. It's still a little too early for football season, but I know many of you bet, depending on what Dr. Dahlia says to bet. All right, so I will make sure I'll get you guys that scoop. Also, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that have been doing the Best Buy thing, you know, where you go to Best Buy, you check out the electronic, and then you go home and you buy it over the internet. Well, some stores in the clothing industry are going to start charging you for trying on the clothes. Because apparently a lot of women with wedding gowns or dresses, I just buy what's on sale and what fits. I don't care. But I guess a lot of ladies out there try on the dress, know what they want, and then they run home and buy it online. So stores are going to now charge a buying fee or a trying on fee that you don't have to pay the trying on fee if you purchase the dress. I foresee electronic companies will later do that too. You pay $5 to test out the gadget, and then if you don't buy it, you pay that $5, obviously. If you do buy it, that $5 gets waived. Some of these stores, though, in the clothing industry, charging $25. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, and your love at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Mark from Toledo, apparently I got absolutely no medical questions all yesterday. Nothing. It was all about Snowden, right? And what's been going on with the NSA leak, which, by the way, from what I understand, Edward Snowden has actually been fired from his job at Booz Allen. He was making $122,000 a year and was terminated yesterday for violations of the firm's code of ethics and firm policy. Right now, from what we understand, he's left Hong Kong. He may be on his way to Iceland. I don't know. But for those of you who want to work at Booz Allen, not sure if there's a lot of booze there or not, Booz Allen Hamilton issued a statement saying he is gone after 3 months, which to me means there's a $122,000 a year gig available in Hawaii. In Hawaii. How did he get this gig? $122,000 job available. If I were you, I would go and apply at Booz Allen. Anyway, boy, a lot of you were passionate about this subject. Mark writes, I don't know why everyone is making such a big deal about Snowden. He's not going to get killed. He's a hero. He exposed the government on the surveillance program, and our national security is not in any way compromised. Here's my thing. I don't think we've heard it all. He went to a foreign newspaper, and he released a lot of information from what I understand. We heard the bits and pieces about the the Verizon and the Google, et cetera. But from what I understand, he spilled the beans on more. I do think national security has been compromised. I do. You know, even though we may be glad that we heard of this, but absolutely. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi. I think on this whole NSA deal, people are missing the forest for the trees. People say that this is a very inefficient way to find Al-Qaeda types that want to blow up the U.S. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think this is simply Obama's regime sifting through everyone's communications, making a list of anybody who isn't a supporter. In other words, they're making a list of people they consider their enemies or potentially their enemies. So, again, I think Obama's making a list and checking it twice, and he's just getting ready for when they come out in the open and start rounding people up or doing whatever they have to do to permanently shut up any possible opposition.
All right. Oh, okay. We got. I want to answer that, but we're coming up to a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Stephen wants to know when we're getting our IRS refund checks. I don't know. You know, the show started out as me answering people's medical questions for free in Las Vegas because the recession hit, and I thought giving people some free medical advice, you know, would be a nice thing to do. And at that same time, Obama had just gotten into office, and then we had to deal with Obamacare, and boy, did the show change. Boy, and it took a right turn, a nice, sharp right. I don't know. I'm sorry if I have no idea when everyone's IRS refund checks are. We're supposed to be getting a little bit of a refund, too. I haven't seen it. My guess is with all the IRS baloney that everything's kind of in standstill right now because people are trying to figure out if they should just quit, resign, be fired, or run for office. Big 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and our Facebook page is the Dr. Dahlia Show. When you guys are on Facebook, don't forget to connect to our Facebook page as well so I could give you guys some information. I know I have more of you on the line. I eventually want to move on from Ed Snowden and him losing his job and what's been going on with the NSA leak, but I know some of you still have comments. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'd just like to say that Edward Snowden is most definitely not an American patriot, nor is he an American hero. And for those who are foolish enough to believe so, well, why do you think this man ran off to the People's Republic of China? In case you aren't aware, Hong Kong has been the territory of the People's Republic of China since 1997. So this high school dropout, this person who took a few community college classes, somehow ended up with a top secret security clearance. There's a scandal right there for you.
Mm.
And he decides to dump all this information into a foreign newspaper, The Guardian, and then runs off to our strategic enemy, the People's Republic of China, asking for political asylum. Doesn't sound like a hero to me. It doesn't sound like a patriot. Sounds like a traitor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. And now I'm seeing he was actually making $200,000 at one time. $200,000. That, you know, that is kind of interesting. If somebody doesn't, I mean, if he is a high school dropout, I've heard that he's a high school dropout. I don't really know his education. But, damn, how do you make $200,000 a year? This is why nobody's going to want to go into medicine later. You can make $200,000 a year. Why go to medical school? I mean, not that you go to medical school to make money, but there's, you know, there's jobs out there where you guys can make some pretty good bucks. That's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. All right. Well, all I can say on this, if we're going to close and move on to the next subject, is I don't think we know everything that is going on. I think there is more that he leaked. I am nervous about people who were a part of our government in clearance areas, right, having certain types of clearances, spilling the beans to foreign newspapers. I do have an issue with that. I do agree with the first caller on this may absolutely have nothing to do with security. This is just, again, a way for the government to have taps on all of us. Again, I didn't expect less. Okay, I think a lot of you already out there. Many of you have told me you're Republican, you're conservative, but you are either unregistered or you're a registered independent because you're afraid of what happened back in the Clinton years. And so I hate the fact that we have to live in a country where there's all this distrust and all this dissension. And I've never seen a country more divided than it is now. And I am really nervous because up in all of this is our health care. And as your radio doctor, that's where my job comes in, all right, to kind of teach you and help you navigate through the next few years of this system, depending on if I'm going to get fired or not in the next 30 days. No. You know, the next few years, how to navigate through Medicare, how to navigate through your insurance, navigate through getting the medicines that you all need, dealing with, you know, the newest recommendations that say not to get things done, how to handle your medical records being electronic. Many of you are extremely concerned that, records that could include your having a gun in the house, that could include your having any mental condition, that is assumed to be a mental condition, even though you and your doctor are treating something completely different. Those types of things are a huge concern. And again, I don't want to sit here and be a conspiracy theorist, and I don't want to scare everybody, but I am allowed to say that I am not confident in us having an electronic system of our medical records and our information at the easy access of our government. No, I don't like that at all. We have that huge discussion on guns. Those of us who are concealed carry, those of us who have guns in the house, in gun safes, and doctors asking if there are guns in the house. Now, the reason why doctors ask you if there's guns in the house is because if they are evaluating you as an adult for depression, or if they are just doing a regular exam on a child, we're supposed to talk about gun safety. I was trained that 20-some years ago. But I also understood that people didn't want to, you know, want to reveal if they had weaponry because that's their business, that's their protection, that's what our Constitution, you know, allows them to have freedom with. So what I would do is I would say, look, all right, if there are guns in the house, make sure they're locked up, all right, make sure cleaning lady doesn't accidentally get a hold of it, think it's a toy, throw it in the toy box, you know, just make sure. If you do, you don't have to tell me if you have guns or not, but if you do, knives, etc., make sure you know where all of them are, make sure everything is accounted for, make sure it's away from kids or kids that come over and sleep over. I would never document if anybody had it in the chart, etc., because, again, I wanted to salvage the adult privacy. But now that we're looking at, I mean, if I could just move on to this next subject with James Holmes and Adam Lanza and Jared Loughner, etc., now that doctors are more and more responsible for the actions that their patients take, you know, be prepared for doctors needing to protect themselves and have some sort of interview documented that they made sure you didn't have any weapons. Now, I think this is really going too far. I think these idiots that have gone on mass killing sprees, and that's what they are, they're killing sprees, whether they're shooting sprees or knife or et cetera, I don't think that should be on the responsibility of the doctor. But the media is going to make it on the responsibility of the doctor. We have not heard what medications James Holmes has taken, although already his psychiatrist is under a lot of fire, Dr. Lynn Fenton, for not getting authorities involved sooner or to a higher degree. We have no idea what medications Adam Lanza is on, but once they find out, you could bet the medical community is going to have to defend themselves again. And maybe some of you think the medical community is at fault. I think the medical community could do it can do as much as they possibly can, but you can't control people that go psycho. You can't. All right. There's only so much you could do. I mean, you can't sit there and force them to take their medicines unless everybody is basically under house arrest or 99'd in a hospital under restraints, etc. So, you know, in terms of your guys' privacy, the privacy gets shaved away layer by layer. If we're talking about, let's say, a wart, you know, and shaving off layers of the wart, your privacy gets shaved away layer by layer as security issues come about and are publicized. Now, whether some of you think these security issues are you know, made up, you know, so it gives them an excuse or not, that's a whole other subject for a different day. But, you know, as we see an increase in violence, okay, we are going to be asked in the medical community to make sure that none of our patients have could be violent or could possibly be turning turn into a wannabe killer. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I've promised all my patients, not only under the Hippocratic Oath, but that I will also adhere to the Constitution. So there is no way I'm going to violate any of my patients' privacy by putting in the chart whether they have guns or not. But I will sure as hell document that I urge them that if they did have guns, to make sure everything is locked up, etc., so kids don't kill each other with them. And number two, if I think you are a threat to people, I will have you locked up. If I think you're going to go out and kill people, I will have you locked up. That's what I'm supposed to do. I call the authorities, and not so much locked up in terms of police, but locked up in a psychiatric ward. I have that authority to do it, and you bet your butt I'll do it if I think you're a threat. I don't want my neighbors, my children, first in line officers, our first responders to be at risk, okay? Because we doctors are supposed to kind of, you know, clue in on that. But in terms of, you know, protecting your guys' records, I'm going to do the best I can. I just don't know how much I'll be able to do once the government demands everything be electronic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's get to some medical news, your comments, your questions, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that freeze-dried guys' foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, speaking of a rockin' pneumonia, we had a rockin' melanoma. It looks like former Journey singer Steve Perry has revealed that he has beat skin cancer. He has undergone two operations in order to beat skin cancer, and he had said 3 weeks ago a routine mole was taken off my face, and the lab report came back melanoma skin cancer. That's some scary stuff. I've had two surgeries in 2 weeks to remove all the cancer cells, and I've been told they think they got it all, and no other treatments are required. Now, I have to just say, Steve Perry, if you ask me in terms of all the guy singers out there that have ever been and their ability to sing, I would say Steve Perry and Roy Orbison, some of the most phenomenal voices and Range. Oh, wait a second. Who's the guy that also did Chances Are? Who's that one? Johnny Mathis. Okay, Johnny Mathis, but he comes third. Steve Perry, hands down, best guy singer ever. Hands down. In terms of female singers, I would say Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Barbara Streisand. You know, for me, I never really liked a lot of her songs. She could sing. Yeah, she's up there. But I really was more of a Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston type of. Those are the songs I could, you know, I would try to sing in the shower and I couldn't. You couldn't even sing a Mariah Carey range. I don't think anybody can. I mean, you got to kind of fiddle around with the song and make the range smaller and auto-tune the sucker out of it to make it even sound anywhere like Mariah Carey's ability, but that's for women. So, Steve Perry, I know he didn't sing the Motoran song. I don't even know if Motoran is the right lyrics. Motoran, what, right? What's your flight for life? I don't know the words to that song. It's a cool song. I mean, the song's been out for, what, 30-some years, and I still don't know what the hell the lyrics are. I'll look it up. All right, but that wasn't Steve Perry. Steve Perry did Oh Sherry. He did all the Journey head lyrics and, you know, frontman. He just phenomenal singer. Anyway, quickly, on melanoma, melanoma, when somebody says they have a routine mole removed and then it turns out to be one of the deadliest cancers ever known to man, that just reminds all of us to get checked. Get your moles looked at. If you can't look at, you know, and check yourself, have your spouse or partner do mole patrol on your back. If they don't know what the hell they're looking at, you go to a doctor and you get a once-a-year skin cancer screen. Anything that looks funny, has any growth or length, or we talked about the A, B, C, D, E's, right? A, asymmetry. B, the border is kind of off and chaotic as opposed to nice and smooth. C, the colors are changing color or there's different colors to it because melanocytes are chaotic. D, diameter. If the diameter of a mole is about the size of a pencil eraser or bigger. And then E, elevation. If there's an elevation to it. These are things that could signify a melanoma. Even though I know seborrheic keratoses, those big, placky, ugly moles that people get and are told they're benign, violate all the ABCDE rules, that's not for you to decide. Let the doctor decide. But I hate hearing that a little routine mole turns out to be melanoma. Scary stuff. And anything with speed, I think there's an F to ABCDEF. F, I would say fast. Anything that grew fast. Right? I'm going to use F for fast. I don't know if that's a mnemonic or not. Okay? Fast. Or it's something that you say once you realize you have melanoma, but we're not going to go there. Get yourselves checked. It is not worth it. I got a couple moles. You see this one right here? You see that one right there? That one right there, I just don't like. Yeah, I got to shave my arm before but I don't like that one. And this one right here, you guys see this one? I do not like this one. So this one I'm going to have to get removed. And then I got right here under my shirt, I got that one. No, I'm joking. Okay. All right, let's move on. Now, Def Leppard, my favorite band. I'm hot, sticking sweet from my head to my feet. Yeah. Now, Def Leppard's Vivian Campbell apparently is fighting cancer. He's undergoing chemotherapy right now. From what I understand, he is having trouble, a meeting rehearsal for the Def Leppard rehearsals that are at the Viva Las Vegas shows. I know, man. Def Leppard is in Vegas. I know. Anyway, I didn't know they were here right now. They're only rehearsing, from what I understand. But anyway, Def Leppard guitarist is currently undergoing chemotherapy in a battle against Hodgkin's lymphoma. Apparently, now this is very interesting, guys. You got to listen to this here. All right, he had a cough that wouldn't quit. After several months of trying every inhaler known to man, he said, my doctor finally had me x-rayed. Okay, hold the phone. Stop right here. Months. Why did it take months for this guy to get an x-ray? If you have a cough that doesn't go away, after a few weeks, Dr. Dolly, Obamacare, I know. Then you know what? Pay for the x-ray yourself, people. Don't mess with it. If you have a cough that doesn't go away and you don't have reflux, you don't think it's allergies, you aren't on an ACE inhibitor medication like lisinopril, Zestril, Benazepril that can make you cough, even if you are on one of those medications, a cough that doesn't go away before a month even goes by, you get the chest x-ray. I understand if you're pregnant, you could wait. But anybody else, get the x-ray. How did he go for months without getting x-rayed? He said the doctor finally had me x-rayed. A further CAT scan revealed the enlarged lymph nodes were doing wrestling maneuvers on my windpipe, hence the cough. What was I don't think he's British. You trying to do this in a British accent? There's no way Def Leppard's British. Are they British? Well, deaf is spelled incorrectly. Maybe that's how they spell deaf in British. What was causing the enlarged lymph nodes, however, was yet to be determined, so I underwent the surgical biopsy on March 11th, the first day of Leppard rehearsals for Aviva Las Vegas shows. Obviously, I didn't make it to rehearsal that day, but it's okay. I know the songs by now. That's funny. She knows the songs by now. That's cool. Yeah, I dig these guys. Anyway, okay, Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'll tell you about that, guys, really quick. Apparently, he needs 6 months of chemotherapy. He's 2 months in. No, you know what? I bet he's British, because take a look at this. He goes, I'm about 2 months in and feeling rather spiffy, all things considered. See, spiffy. Okay, when somebody says spiffy to me, that I bet that's British. How come I don't know this after 30 years? Well, you know, when people sing, they lose their accent, right? Which is something I still can't explain to you all. Why everybody sounds like they're singing in an American accent when they sing. That really has always confused me. Anyway, he thinks that there's an 80% cure rate. So by my reckoning, if you're going to have cancer, Hodges is the one to have. Okay, good for him. Good attitude. Knock that sucker out of the ballpark because I love your music. He said, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because despite cancer and chemo, me and my new aerodynamic hairstyle, basically no hair, are going to tour this summer with the band, and I don't want anyone to be shocked by my new look and ask for a refund. Simple economics, really. This guy's kind of witty, isn't he? All right, good. Def Leppard's tour in June and July. We'll go to Europe, North America. I'm excited. He was also part of Dio, I guess, another group. Okay, Hodgkin's lymphoma. All right, lymphoma is something that always kind of freaks us out, and people always mix it up with leukemia. Lymphoma is a cancer of the lymphatic system. All right, you'll actually get like, you can even get like a tumor of one of the lymph nodes. A lymphoma is something I could say you could actually hold or touch, whereas leukemia is where you have excessive growth of your blood cells, and it's more considered a blood cancer. Now, somebody who has Hodgkin's lymphoma could have lymph nodes in the neck, armpits, groin, could always be tired, fever and chills, night sweats, unexplained weight loss, a chronic cough. You could have weird effects when you drink alcohol when you never used to in the past. You could have itching, etc. And there's a various different types of Hodgkin's lymphoma as well as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And one way we diagnose it is by x-ray, believe it or not. Okay? And, you know, blood tests, too. So don't mess around. You feel tired, get yourself checked. Not that I'm saying it's, you know, lymphoma, but you know what I get to. Okay, we will be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted, and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I don't think I like this. There's a new diagnosis called menstrual psychosis. Are you kidding me? Menstrual psychosis. I get sick and tired of all these new mental disorders being attached to women and their menstruation. Really? Really? A psychosis? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Symptoms of menstrual psychosis include irrational fear of death and extreme self-loathing. Some suggest it is a hormonal disorder rather than a psychiatric one. Treatments may include a hysterectomy. Wow. Menstrual psychosis. You know, there is a condition called globus hystericus that women sometimes get when their estrogen drops. Globus Hystericus. I wonder who, there wasn't a gentleman named Hystericus. It was probably a bunch of guys going, the woman's hysterical. You know, and this woman is globally hysterical. Well, then fine, let's just call her Globus Hystericus. All right, but anyway, apparently there's a woman who was being interviewed. Her name is Sarah Hall. And she became convinced 4 days after giving birth that she was being stalked by a killer. She began to pace the house at night, believing she was at risk of a fatal attack if she slept. If I ever allowed myself to drift off, I would jerk awake, full of adrenaline. I could never relax. It was the feeling you might have if you were cornered by a lion, and I had it the whole time. All right, so I guess she had... from what I understand, let me see, she was a head of modern languages at a high school. She was living with a partner for 15 years. And then she would get these monthly attacks of madness, worse, after the birth of her daughter. She couldn't cope. She was diagnosed then with menstrual psychosis. Now, I don't know how many of you guys go through menstruation. Okay, it does stink. The idea of self-loathing, I can see how that happens. I mean, you never feel clean, right? You're always bloated. You're very gassy. I mean, because the progesterone drop really messes with your bowels. You're in pain. You have headaches. And in the olden days, women were actually just supposed to go to their rooms and hide. I have a medical book from the 1800s. It's actually not a medical book. It's considered a health book that doctors would use and families would use in the late 1800s. And it would actually say that women who had their period shouldn't even be going to school. They shouldn't be doing basic motherly duties because their mind's not all there. And I know some people thought that was pretty chauvinistic, but I could kind of understand if you have cramps, if you're hemorrhaging, you know, if you're anemic, if you're not feeling well and you can't poop, right, and you're gassy, you really don't want to be out in public anyway. I mean, your mind's not really on tending to the farm. And so girls were not supposed to go to school if they had their period. And also back then, it didn't matter if the girl went to school or not, how much she missed. But that was a that was basically a recommendation by doctors back then. Now, I have never diagnosed a patient with that. And maybe it does exist more than we think. But so many women out there have abnormal periods. So, I mean, I have some patients that either never have a period or they have a period every 2 weeks. So, you know, if somebody has monthly symptoms, okay, but that's assuming they have a normal monthly cycle, I could see you then relating it to a menstruation issue. But a lot of patients, they're just completely off, or they're on the birth control pill, or we don't even know what their system is doing. So I don't know. I don't know if I think we should mass diagnose this. But I got to tell you, I do like the idea of getting a hysterectomy. I mean, for me, okay, I don't have any menstrual psychosis. Some of you are like, nah. You've heard my show every day. You have no idea what my cycle is. And it's the same poop every day on the show. So I, you know, you guys could already, you are already witnesses to attest that I don't have psychosis. But I do like the idea of getting a gynecologist. That does sound nice. Okay, premenstrual psychosis. Now, another mental disorder is caffeine withdrawal. From what we understand, caffeine withdrawal is now going to be considered a mental disorder. Now, it's not in the DSM-5, I don't believe. Is it? You know, the DSM-5 does have it. You're right. It has the caffeine withdrawal, fatigue, headache, difficulty focusing. That's right. That's right. We talked about that on the show. Sorry, memory lapse. So caffeine withdrawal. Now, can you guys get disability? No. Don't try to get disability for that. But caffeine withdrawal is an issue, and we're going to see more of it now that people are consuming and imbibing more of these caffeine products. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't really drink caffeine, so I don't have caffeine withdrawal, but my husband gets it at about 2, 3 in the afternoon. Oh, my gosh. I do not like to be around my husband. Okay? And I don't think he likes to be around me. That's where I need to take my nap. I'm just tired from 2 to 5. I just am. But I can't take a nap because I have to work. But he drinks his coffee in the morning diligently. He always has his coffees. He's able to do his poop. Oh, is that too much information? Anyway, he's got a system going. He could write a book, make a lot of money. And then he doesn't really have coffee as he works. And then by 2, 3 in the afternoon, he starts kind of getting a headache, gets kind of grumpy. And so, you know, I throw whatever caffeinated products I have in the room at him. He's better. We're fine. 5, 6, 7 o'clock night. Then he goes to bed. Fine. Yeah, that's us. That's, you know, what, 16 years of marriage now? So going on 17 years of marriage. Yep, that's my baby. He loves me. I don't think he'll ever leave. Everybody always asks, when's your husband going to dump you? I don't think so. I mean, if he could have dumped me, he would have already. I think, no, it's not a psychosis. I just think he really loves me. I mean, does true love not exist anymore? I mean, I love him. I can't imagine being with anybody else. I just can't. I'm a pretty lucky girl. But again, if there is ever a breakup, it would be his doing. He would probably be like, I'm sick of the moo-moos, and I'm sick of you not finding, you know, a razor every time the weather turns to spring. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I do shave my legs. I just don't shave my legs as often as I used to. Okay, speaking of shaving, let's talk about hand washing. 95% of people do not wash their hands correctly. All right? Remember, you're supposed to be washing your hands for a good 20 seconds. If you don't know what 20 seconds is, some of you could do the 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. You could do that, right? Or you could sing a Def Leppard song. I don't care if the water runs a little longer than it has to. But most people say it's the Happy Birthday song twice. But they say 95%. Of all of us don't wash our hands properly. How do they figure this out? Researchers at Michigan State hid out in 4 different bathrooms to see what was really happening. More specifically, they deputized their research assistants to do so. The assistants, who were instructed not to draw attention to themselves, apparently they were looking like they were texting, etc., categorized people as not washing their hands at all, wetting their hands but not using soap, or as washing with soap, and then they were timed. Okay, from what we understand, only 5% of people actually spent 15 seconds or longer washing their hands. Now, I know some of you are like, that's why I've never gotten sick in my life. I've washed my hands the way I've always done it since I was 3. Leave me alone. Yeah, but you're touching other things and other people get sick. Okay, you could wash your hands. I'm not telling you to load up in antimicrobials, have I? I've just told you to wash your hands and use a little bit of soap. And by the way, I know how some of you guys go to the bathroom and stuff. Smell your hands afterwards. If that's not enough to convince you to want to wash it off, all right? And again, you don't have to use a perfumey, girly soap. You could use a manly soap. I don't care. Just wash your hands. And ladies, too. I see what y'all do in the bathroom. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.